An advisory committee at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is meeting this week to discuss final approval of COVID-19 vaccines for children between the ages of 5 and 11. Local health officials are waiting for word from that panel and are preparing for what may come. WAMU's Dominique Maria Benessi is with us now to talk about how local officials are preparing. Hi, Dominique.
Hey, Esther.
So, how has COVID-19 affected children in this 5 to 11 age group?
Right. So as we know, after kids and adults 12 years and older got their vaccines, kids 5 to 11 years old were left more vulnerable to getting COVID and transmitting it to others. Since July in Virginia, 5 to 11 year olds have made up the most number of COVID cases in the pediatric age group. That's kids 0 to 17. And in Montgomery County in September and October, out of the more than 5,000 cases, more than 15% of them, the majority of the cases, were in the 0 to 9 year old age bracket.
So if the CDC approves the vaccine for kids, how long will parents have to wait to get their kids vaccinated?
In most cases, once the vaccine is approved, it can take 1 to 5 days for the vaccines to arrive in your locality. I haven't been hearing anything so far about any possible shortages or delays, even though we've been hearing about shipping and supply chain issues recently. But Virginia Department of Health officials say they won't allow people to make appointments until they have the vaccine in hand. In Montgomery County and the district, officials said that if the vaccine gets approved today, they hope to start vaccinating Monday.
Where can parents take their kids to get shots?
It's going to vary by county, so parents and guardians should check their local departments of health website for that information. But on the whole, most jurisdictions will have vaccines available at community vaccination sites, pop-up clinics, pediatricians' offices, pharmacies, and other healthcare facilities. Many localities like Montgomery and Prince George's County and the district are also looking to work with schools to distribute vaccines. Montgomery County has already said that they'll use between 10 to 12 middle and elementary schools as vaccination sites. Those hours will be mostly after school and on the weekends to make it accessible to parents. And county health officials say they're also prioritizing children who are immunocompromised. And in the district, at least 2 to 5 schools in each ward will be offering vaccines. They have a list of those locations and dates of when they'll be offering those first doses. You can actually see that right now at dcs.com.
Some parents have concerns about getting their kids vaccinated. What's the plan for combating vaccine hesitancy?
The Virginia Department of Health officials say they're looking to provide accurate and timely information to parents when the vaccine becomes available. In a statement, officials wrote, quote, "We will continue to work with healthcare providers, community leaders, school administrators, school nurses, and the faith-based organizations to share information about the safety and efficacy of the vaccines with parents," end quote. And that's what I'm also hearing from the district and the Maryland suburbs. Health officials are using text messaging on WhatsApp, public service announcements, and other methods to reach out to 5 to 11-year-olds.
Children ages 12 and older have been approved for a vaccine for a while now. How successful were the campaigns to get this age group vaccinated? And will health officials be implementing the same strategies?
So I haven't heard anything new as far as new strategies for outreach other than what they're doing right now, which is going to be going into schools. But efforts to vaccinate kids 12 to 17 years old have been successful throughout the region. In most parts, vaccination rates for this age group is 75% or higher, according to the CDC. That is not the case in the district, though, where a little more than 68% of people in this age group are vaccinated. But that's still better than the vaccination rate for the overall population in D.C.
The D.C. Council is trying to mandate COVID vaccines for school-aged children, which Mayor Muriel Bowser is against. What is the latest on that bill?
Right. So the legislation will require all students in the district to be fully vaccinated by December 15th. That means they would have to start their inoculations by at least November 24th. To meet the deadline, they would need to pass the bill within the next 4 weeks. And if it passes, D.C. would be the first jurisdiction in the nation to make such a law.
That's WAMU's Dominique Maria Benessi. Dominique, thank you.
Thanks, Esther.